You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The Catholic Diocese of Syracuse is offering a Mass of Forgiveness at all churches this weekend as an attempt to heal wounds from child sex abuse cases. Local cases first became public from 2002 to 2006. Chancellor and spokesperson of the Catholic Diocese of Syracuse, Danielle Cummings, says the church recognizes this as a horrific chapter both here and nationally.
And it acknowledges the sins of the role of the Catholic Church, its hierarchy, and other members in mishandling it, misunderstanding it, and also praying on, you know, can we move forward? Can the Holy Spirit move the church forward, move people forward to healing, to reconciliation, and to a deeper faith?
Cummings describes child sex abuse in the church as a secret act that was shrouded in the past, but she says that is no longer the case.
Shrouded in a feeling of, I won't be believed. Perhaps I was responsible for this, all of which is not true. And I think what Bishop Cunningham and other leaders of the church are saying is, this is not your fault. And we did not have a good understanding of this.
Even though there are no new allegations, Cummings wants to reassure the public that the diocese will continue to take steps to help victims of past abuse. Cummings says that an independent board has been set up in order to assess claims of abuse and take the proper steps in addressing them.
A, give all the allegations to our local district attorneys. B, we have an independent body that once the DA says, we can't do anything, look at this allegation, this independent lay board looks at those allegations to say, okay, this was abuse, and it's a credible allegation.
Bishop Cunningham has requested that all churches in the seven counties of the Diocese of Syracuse hold a Mass of Forgiveness this weekend, including prayers for all of those affected. For specific Mass times, you can call your local parish. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website. And while you're there, help us reach our fundraising goal by donating at WAER.org.